Hello and welcome to Ron Pursuit of Football. Today, I'm releasing another predictions video. La Liga, the Spanish top boy. It's slowly declining, but that doesn't matter. And without further ado, let's get ahead with. So, starting with 20, I'm going for Elche. Now, the thing is, they might be great, but they don't have any depth because Google itself shows that it only has 12, 13 players. There's probably more, but if Google itself just can't identify them, then I don't know. They probably don't have the great bench. And it's not like they have any particularly brilliant starting players. And yeah, they don't have enough quality. 19th, I am going for Huesca. Listen, last time in La Liga, they went down with a fight. So what's stopping them from going down without a fight this time? Shinji Okazaki was never that great. Pablo Insua is not that great. Sergio Gomez is a youngster from Dortmund. And they just have a roster filled with other random guys. So I don't know. I just don't see them staying up. They don't have any great quality. They're not bad, but the team doesn't have enough quality. 18th, Valladolid. Listen, Valladolid were decent, but they're 6 points away from the drop. Listen, like the bottom the bottom 13 to 20 last season was were all in a relegation dogfight, and I don't know. They lost Salisu, but they still have like Orellana, but Ruben Alcaraz, Jordi Mossi. I don't know. I just don't. They're gonna put up a good fight, but they won't go. They'll go down. They'll put up a fight till the last day, kind of like Leganés. 17th, Celta Vigo. Well, their best player Iago Aspas is aging, but they still have a decent starting lineup. They're gonna almost go down, but they'll just survive it. They won't fully go down, but they'll barely survive. Like then I got Cadiz at 16. I don't know. They could be a surprise team. Like they have Alvaro Negredo, and they have like the team just doesn't look that great. But I don't know. I feel like they could like surprise a lot of people. I know it sounds weird, but and. It's not backed by anything. I don't know. I can just feel it. 15th, I got Alaves. Alaves had a poor season last season. They started well. Now they fell off. I don't know. Maybe they're going to be in a relegation dogfight, but like they won't go down. 14th, Eibar. Eibar's team isn't that bad. I feel like they'll be safe. They have players like Takashi Inoue. Pedro Leon, they'll be fine. Then for 14th, actually no, we've just done 14th. For 13th, I got Levante, the second club in Valencia. Listen, Levante can put up a fight against the big teams. They got Cocaine, the second good version. They got José Luis Morales, Roger Marti, Enes Bardi, and all these players aren't great. Sergio Leon, but they have a squad that can stay up, stay mid-table, not too bad, not Europa League, nothing special, nothing bad. 12th, I got Betis. Listen, Betis have a talented team, but I don't know. They're gonna be rebounding from a piss poor season. And they still have Diego Lainez, Nabil Fekir, Joaquin, Claudio Bravo, Emerson, Guardado, Marc Bartra, Loren. William Carvalho, Borja Iglesias, Christian Tello. They're coming off a bad season. And they got Canales too. Coming off a bad season, they'll come 12th. Then they'll start to push for Europa League next season, after the season after this one. Then 11th, I got Osasuna. Osasuna have Escovia, but like a lot of their players last year were came in on loan. I don't know. Their team is like a just solid mid-table team. I mean, they pushed for Europa League last year. I don't think it's gonna happen this year. 10th, I've got Valencia. 10th, I actually think Osasuna and Valencia will be interchangeable because Valencia aren't too great. Listen, Valencia are good last season, but they've made no signings. They sold their best young talent in Ferran Torres. They sold Dani Pereira. They sold Francis Coughlin. They sold Rodrigo, and they bought nobody. And they're also really coming off the back of a bad season. They fired their great coach who won them the Copa del Rey and got them the Champions League football and got them that specialized team that got to Champions League football. I don't know why they've gotten rid of him, but it was something too personal. But that was a horrendous decision, and Valencia are going to be in some kind of turmoil, and the manager's going to get sacked. Ninth, I've got Bilbao. Bilbao have Iñaki Williams, Kappa, Unai Simón, Iker Muñan. They have a great team that can push for Europa. They can push for Europa. They can do something special. But I'm playing it safe and putting them ninth. Eighth, I've got Granada. Granada is also interchangeable with Athletic Bilbao. But I feel like they have a great team. Now, Roberto Soldado is all right. Marquise has been good. I don't know. They got Kennedy, who's not that great, but still. They have Jesus Vallejo. And I don't know. I just see him staying up. I see him staying up and challenging for Europa. They made Europa last year. They show they have talent. They have great talent. I don't know. They might be have second season syndrome, but I think not. They'll do well. Seventh, I got Getafe. Listen, Getafe, I was originally going to put them for guaranteed Champions League football, but then I realized they didn't really sign anyone. And neither did they do anything special. They have the exact same team as last year. And good or not, you still need to constantly improve your team. And yeah. Sixth, I got Villarreal. Listen, sixth or fifth, they're in the chain. I think the fifth place and sixth place could be changed depending on form. Listen, they got Kubel, Paco, Chukwueze, Parejo, Moreno, Pau Torres, Coughlin. They have that that mentality that Coughlin brings to the table. Like, he wants to go out there and snap people's legs. And you got the brilliant creativity of Parejo. You got Gerard Moreno and Paco Alcácer. One will score 15 goals a season. The other will also score 15 goals a season. And you got Taka Kubo, who can really break out the season. Chukwueze, who can also break out the season. You got players like Pau Torres, Moy Gomez, Jaime Costa, Rui Asenio, who aren't really that great. Raul Albiol. And I think it's just a brilliant blend who can come fifth or even challenge for Champions League soccer. Now, fifth, I've got Real Sociedad. Listen, Sociedad might have lost Odegaard, but way to go to replacing him with David Silva. They hijacked that deal. Listen, I was going to put them sixth, but no, not with David Silva on the lineup. He just brings so much creativity to the lineup, and Oyarzabal and Giannis and I are going to have a field day. And Portu, and Isaac, they're going to have a field day with so many great balls coming in from Silva. I cannot wait to see what will happen. Also, William Jose is a great player. And they have a good defense in midfield to back the nice attack with some big names in it. So, fourth, my top four, fourth, I got Sevilla. Listen, Sevilla just won the Europa League. They're going to make sure they're literally in pot one. They have some great players. Luke De Jong picked up form in the Europa League. Lucas Ocampos, he was brilliant. They got Diego Carlos, who's great. Yossin Bono, who's been a great signing from Girona after Valchik got injured. He filled in that role so brilliantly. Then you got Ivan Rakitic for peanuts, and then they signed Suso on a permanent basis, who just bolsters that creativity. And then you have Jesus Navas, who's a veteran. And then you have Jules Koundé, who's a young, great young center back. Then you got Munir El Haddad, Yusuf Al-Nassri, who are young assets. You got Fernando, who's another veteran, Oliver Torres, Juan Jordan, also huge. And then you got Sergio Rico, Adel Rami, Magnon, Fernando Llorente, Gamairo, and just so many other good squad players. I think this team is going to be great. The third, I've got Barcelona. This is controversial, but I don't know. Messi has the XG consistently decreasing, as are his goals tally. He got an insane number of assists this season, but I don't know. I don't think he can just put all that pressure on his shoulders. Listen, Luis Suarez is declining a lot rapider than Messi, and I think that's a huge scare, considering they don't have the money to bring Lautaro Martinez in. Felipe Coutinho does not fit in with Messi. The only reason he should save as if Messi were to go. But yeah, and then Griezmann, we already saw he flopped. He doesn't fit the system. They play with Suarez. He doesn't gel with Messi. He's like the luxury guy in a totally defensive counterattacking side. Barca is supposed to keep possession. Ansu Fati, he could be great. So could Ousmane Dembele. But Dembele is never fit. And Ansu Fati could be the next Bojan or Halilovic or Mauro Zarate. You may ask who? Exactly. They're all claimed as the next Messi. It just might not happen. Vidal, the coach doesn't like him. All he can do is talk smack. He was horrible. Frankie Dong is a great young player. Yeah, but Martin Braithwaite is not a Barca quality player. And Busquets is getting old. Umtiti's bad now. I think the World Cup just gave him a boost. Roberto and Firpo are not good enough. Yeah, that's about it. However, they still have some bright spots like Trincao, Messi, Frankie De Jong, Marc-Andre Ter Stegen, and Lenglet and Ricky Puig. Disho and Ansu Fati is great too. And yeah, so they still do have some great players. But I don't know, this season will be a transformation season where we see Ronald Koeman finishing third. But I feel like he'll be able to keep his job because he'll at least win the Copa del Rey and everything and come to the Champions League quarterfinals. But yeah, that's all that's going to happen. Nothing that great. Second, I got Leipzig because, listen, they have some young players like Hall, Felix, Marcos Llorente, Thomas Partey, and Jose Jimenez. And then they also have Salinagas, Hector Herrera, Alvaro Mastro, Young, Yannick Carrasco, Angel Correa, entering their prime. And you guys got so many defenders and so many just squad players who are willing to sit on the bench and who can step up and have enough quality to step up, not just the will to step up after coming on the bench. And I just see this team finishing second, coming to the Champions League semifinals and really making waves. First, I got Real Madrid. Who else could I pick? You got, I mean, they're clearing out Deadwood. They just got rid of James. And look, they still got Hazard, Ramos, Benzema, Vinicius, Marcelo Vieira, Luka Modric. They got Odegaard back from loan. He's going to cause a serious stir. Ferland Mendy, Toni Kroos, Thibaut Courtois has been great. Isco might come back. Fede Valverde, Rafael Varane, Casemiro, Eder Militao, Dani Carvajal, and they got Sergio Reguilón back. They now Ferland Mendy has some competition. Then you got Odriozola, who's been kind of bad, but still. And finally, you got Andre Lunin, who will probably be a benchkeeper, but still. And all around, they still have some bad players like Gareth Bale, Marco Asensio, and then some Luka Jovic, and then some Deadwood, or some people getting loaned out. But nevertheless, this is a great team. They're gonna win the La Liga with 90 or so points.
Thank you.